The text came through on my phone at 10:10 a.m. Monday morning. It was just one sentence. One sentence that came from a hurting father. A father who had lost his son about 2 years ago. His son passed away, and I did the funeral. And the sentence, as I read it, it took my breath away. This boy was a young man whose funeral I did 2 years ago, and the sentence simply said this: "Pastor Doug, I just got to ask, why would God allow this? Why does God allow the death of our children? Why is there so much pain in the world? Why is it that life brings us incredible joys, but also incredible pain as well? Pastor Doug, I just got to ask, why does God allow this?" What a gut-wrenching and a difficult question to wake up to on a Monday morning. What a hard question for a father to ask. What a hard question for us to think about today on Father's Day. Today's song was written against a very similar emotional background to the text that I received this week. It is a song that was born out of great adversity, and it came to light during a father's heart's turmoil. The song is by the music group Cain, which is a family trio of two sisters and a brother. And if you were with us last week, you heard me say that the song Finished that we played was written by Caleb and John. Caleb and John toured with Cain last fall. And last October, I went to Calvary Temple, and I was able to hear both Cain and Caleb and John sing these songs for that we're sharing here this week and last. And to be honest, I went to the concert because I had free tickets. I didn't go in excited to see Cain or really Caleb and John. If I had to pay for those tickets, I probably wouldn't have gone. In fact, if you had asked me going into the concert, I would have told you, well, Caleb and John, they seem okay. I've heard on the radio. Cain, they're not my favorite band. They're fun. But, you know, I don't know that I necessarily would have paid for those tickets. But when I tell you that I went to this concert last October, it was one of the most memorable concerts in my lifetime. And I've been to several concerts. It was one of the most memorable concerts that I've ever attended. And the reason that this concert or this experience had such an impact on me was because when Cain sang the song that I'm going to share with you today, the music and everything shifted in the room. Everything in the room shifted. It went from being a concert to a worship service. It went from being a concert where the band was up front playing to a worship service where the band became a worship team, leading the audience in worship. The title of today's song is I Made It. And before I play for you the song, before I share this with you, I want to give you some background as to why the song was written, because I think that will help inform today's message. In 2024, there was a person who was praying for the band. I don't know if it was before the band went out on stage or if it was just on tour, but someone was praying for the band, and they recalled that the person was praying for them. And in that prayer, the person essentially prophesied. They prayed for the band, and they said, I believe that God is ushering you into what can only be called as a season of survival. A season of survival. That was the term that the person used, that God is bringing you into a season of survival. I don't know if you've ever had that experience before. If you've ever had someone pray with you and they sensed that God was telling you something and they were praying for you about something that God would do in the future. But if you've ever been in a position like that where someone's praying with you or praying for you, it can be both encouraging, depending on what they say, encouraging, but also it could be a little unsettling. It can be a little unsettling. And this particular person was praying for the band, and they sensed that in the coming days, the coming weeks, the coming months, that the band was going to enter a season of survival. And the person was saying, I think you should prepare for whatever that means. Now, when the band heard these words, when they heard this person praying this, season of survival, they were quite literally surprised by the heaviness of that statement. Because that wasn't really their life. That wasn't really the way in which they approached life. Before I go on, has anybody ever experienced the band Cain before? Have you ever heard them in concert? Yeah, my family, that's good. So because we've seen them, and Kelly too. We saw them last year at Soulfest, actually, and they were there. Yes, and Caden, that's right. Caden's arms are there. So we saw them last year. But these guys are fun. As a band, they are fun. They rotate specific colors, so the entire set is one color. So they announce in advance what color they're going to wear, red, blue, orange, yellow, and then the audience matches them. So like when they came to Wayne, I think it was orange. So everybody was wearing orange. Of course, I didn't know that it was orange, but you know, everybody was wearing orange. So it was just kind of just fun, right? It's just very lively. And the music is upbeat. And everything they have is bright and cheery. And the songs they sing, they're not somber songs. They're uplifting and they're positive. So when they were with the band, when the band was with this person praying for them, and the person said, you're going to enter a season of survival, that really didn't seem to fit with their reality. Until it did. Soon after this person prayed, the band tells their story. Logan, who's the youngest brother, he and his wife experienced a terrible miscarriage. It was horrible for them. And then the middle sister, Madison, she was overwhelmed with debilitating mental illness. Anxiety and stress just literally crippled her. And then Taylor, who's the oldest sister, she also experienced trouble in her second pregnancy. And all this just kept happening in succession. The band didn't just experience one couple, you know, just one or two traumas. It was like wave after wave after wave after wave after wave. The wave just kept hitting and hitting and hitting. These weren't just small stressors. Each one of them was just bigger than the next, and they just kept crippling them. They stacked up until the family felt like they couldn't handle any more. The band was literally overwhelmed. They just couldn't catch a break. And in that season of hardship, and that foundation of life, both individually as individuals, but then corporately as a band, they were barely holding on for survival. And these three siblings in that environment wrote this song, I Made It. So here now is the song, I Made It, by Cain.
Raising
something shifted in me the first time I ever heard that song live. Something just changed. I'd heard it on the radio before, but when I heard it live, when I listened to Taylor and Madison and Logan share their stories of the pain into which this song was written, it allowed me, the song was allowed to take up residence. It's the best way I can say it. It took up residence inside of my life. In an interview with Hope Nation, Hope Nation is a website designed to encourage and uplift and support people growing closer to God. So if you ever type in Hope Nation on your website, you'll, your browser, you'll find them. In an interview with Hope Nation, the band said that they wrote and they released the track while they were still in the middle of their trials, rather than standing safely on the other side. They didn't write this once they had gotten through everything. They wrote it while they were in the middle of all those trials that I've told you about. They want the song to be a proactive declaration of faith. You know, when we say the Apostles' Creed, we say the Lord's Prayer, we say these, they're declarations of what we believe, right? And so I Made It isn't a message about looking back once we've crossed over. It's a message about knowing that you can trust Jesus even as the walls are caving in. The Bible verse that the band chose for the basis of this song is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it says this. It's probably one that's familiar to many of you. We've heard it before. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. It's a great verse. But it's a troubling verse. It's a troubling verse because we don't always understand what it's saying. Some people will read Romans 8:28 and they'll get angry because they think the verse is saying that everything that happens, happens for a reason. So just figure it out. It'll be okay. Even if you experience bad stuff, God's in charge, so it must be good. The bad things must be good. But this kind of response doesn't do justice to our pain, does it? It doesn't answer our pain. The father who sent me that text Monday morning, he's not thinking the death of his son is a good thing. The single mom who just lost her job and she has two little mouths to feed, she has no insurance, she has no money, no savings, she's not thinking that her situation is good. The man who just learned that he has cancer isn't feeling extremely positive or settled right now, is he? Everything happens for a reason, might be well-intentioned, but it completely misses the mark of what Romans is saying. Other people will quote this verse, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And their response is, well, if you just love Jesus enough, everything will work out. If you just work, if you just love Jesus, everything will work out in the end. But that doesn't really feel right either, does it? It ignores the fact that we live in a stupid, broken world. And bad things happen to good people, even people who are following Jesus. So what is this verse saying? Why is this verse the basis of what they sang today in I Made It? On the band's Facebook page, they explain how Romans 8 informs the lyrics of their song. Taylor, Madison, and Logan, they share that they break down this verse into four fundamental truths. They take this verse and they break it down to four fundamental truths that they believe is the cornerstone of this song. And so I want to share with you what they've shared. And this is what they did. They break it down. The first truth is this: we know that God. Another way of saying it is we have confidence. We know that God. This is the first truth. Romans 8:28 says, and we know. Friends, this isn't wishful thinking. This isn't hoping on a star. It is a settled, foundational conviction that all believers can anchor themselves to. We can anchor our souls to knowing that God. Whenever we read a Bible verse, and the Bible verse says to us, and we know, you and I, we can trust that what's about to be shared is trustworthy. We can trust that what's about to be shared, and we know, we can believe that the words that come after that are trustworthy because God is trustworthy. He has proven himself throughout the centuries to be trustworthy. He is faithful. And we know. The next truth. And we know that all things work together for good. This is the second truth. It is the process they identified here, the process. The truth here is that we can trust Jesus even in our difficult times. We tend to try and run away from God when we see pain and we find hardship. But God is saying, I am there and I am trustworthy. We can trust Jesus even in hard times. God mixes together all the ingredients of our life, the joyful and the sorrowful, the great celebrations and the pain. He mixes all these things together. And it doesn't mean that every event is inherently good. That's not what Romans is saying. It doesn't mean everything is good. In fact, all of us have lived long enough to know that not all of parts of life are good. But rather, here's what the verse is saying, that the master baker, God who is the master baker, operates and orchestrates, and he brings all these ingredients together to produce a beautiful final product in us. Years ago, when our family was traveling to Tennessee, we stopped at a gift shop. And there was a sign that I bought at the gift shop that now hangs in our cafe. So if you've ever been in our cafe, you see it. It's just a kind of a street sign and hangs there. And this is what was written on the sign. I bought it because that sign just was so powerful to me. I just love the sentiment. You've probably heard it. It's been on its bumper stickers and other things. But here's what it says. It says, God never promised life without pain, laughter without tears, or sun without rain. But he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. Not every event that we experience is good, but God is good. And as we learned last week from Caleb and John, no matter what we're facing, God isn't finished with us. So that's something for us to hold on to, that we can hold on to the truth of the process that God is in. The third truth that the band identified is the audience. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. To those who love God. Romans 8:28 is a specific promise and a comfort for those who place their faith in Jesus as Lord. And those who want to align their wills, their hearts, their desires with God's. Notice what the Bible doesn't say. Sometimes it's always fun for me to look at what the Bible doesn't say because it amplifies what it is saying. It doesn't say, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good for those who always follow God's laws perfectly. It doesn't say that. It says, those who love God, those who follow him, those who fall down, those who mess up, those people who ask God forgiveness, those people who repent and turn away from their sin, and then they get up and they follow God again. That's what it means to love God. Not to be perfect, but to say, God, I messed up. I'm going to turn away and I'm going to start following you again. This promise that we're looking at today is a promise for all those who love God. And then we come to the final truth that the band identified, and that's purpose. Purpose. The final part of this verse says that God works everything together for good for those who are called according to God's purpose. Who are called according to his purpose for them. The problem with our version of good, at least my version, maybe yours too, the problem is that our minds think that good means low friction in life. Low friction, no stress, no conflict, no pain. But friends, here's the truth. We will never see true good this side of heaven. This side of heaven, good doesn't exist. When Romans refers to good, it's not always about our worldly comfort, about our safety, or even about our heart's desires. Instead, God uses the experiences of our lives, the good and the bad, and through all of them, we are being molded and shaped into the likeness of his Son. I made it. The lyrics tell the story of someone who's struggling because life isn't good. Life isn't good. There has been pain and tears. There is a wrenching of the heart. But then the chorus comes. I'm coming out the other side stronger. I can see that in my life. One foot in front of the other. Hands still raising, heart still praising. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. Through the storms, the hell, and the high water, I never left the hands of the Father. Lungs still breathing. Thank you, Jesus. I made it. I made it. I made it. I made it. Praise is the antidote to our fears, our sadness, and our pain. I'm coming out the other side stronger. Remember, this song was written in the middle of their pain. Not at the end, not once everything was all over. They hadn't crossed over, but in the middle, as they were dealing with their pain, they lifted their hands. They were forecasting. They were saying, I made it. They were claiming God's promise to be close to them in their struggles and knowing that they could trust God. One foot in front of the other. None of us can see the end. None of us can see the result of what comes through tomorrow. None of us can see that. All we can do is every day trust in God, one step at a time. Hands still raising, hearts still praising. I made it, I made it, I made it, I made it. This is the anthem of the heart of a person who is following Jesus. The things of this world are hard. They are not all good, and yet God is good, and He will use everything that we experience in life to help us have more of Jesus in more of us, more of the time. Been a long year, cried some hard tears on some dark nights. Tried to pray through, nothing seemed to make the wrongs right. Oh, I can't believe the pain I've seen, but looking back, through every step you never left, and I'm so grateful that I'm coming out the other side stronger, one foot in front of the other, hands still raising, hearts still praising. I made it, I made it, I made it, I made it. Through the storms, the hell and high water, I never left the hands of my Father. Lungs still breathing, thank you, Jesus. I made it, I made it, I made it, I made it. Amen. Let's pray. God, we know that this world that we live in is a harsh and a difficult world, and not everything is good. And so, God, we are so grateful for bands like Cain and for others who speak truth into our lives and encourage us through music and through worship. God, we thank you for your word that reminds us that you are always present and that you are always good and that you are able to orchestrate even the evils that are perpetrated in our lives. God, we just pray that you would help us to lift our eyes towards you in those difficult moments. God, teach us to be people who run to you rather than away from you in those difficult times. We thank you and praise you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.